Madrigale, LW, 4th of July, 1966.
Commenting on your first one, yes. I prefer to call the new form of tenure conditional pivot rather than Badhuvita. I always use the term, I say, the land development, the education of land and the land development ordinance is something between an outside state and a leaf. It is neither an outside gift nor a state, nor a leaf. It is nothing in between. Because a leaf generally specifies a particular period. Mm-hmm. You say, I leave my land for how long? 5 years, 1 year, 10 years, 9 years. You have to prior to 35, you have to work for 99 leases. Nothing more than that. So lease always in your mind sort of brings out the idea of a period. Whereas land development ordinance, land area development is not. The land is yours for good, provided subject to your observation conditions of the person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so you think conditional freehold is a better term?
I don't know. I would hear conditional freehold.
On the other hand,
conditional freehold is a better term. It's a better term. Freehold, subject to certain conditions. Yes.
On the other hand, isn't it a contradiction in terms? Can a freehold be conditional?
Yes. That is what you would hear. So it is, I will let you on the land development also be helpful or not. I will say this is maker. We can even get Bhattaka, Asar. I always use this is something in between. I can't, and that's my definition.
How did this term Bhattaka come to be used?
I couldn't quite explain that.
Don't you think it was around?
Badhu means, you know, actually, I suppose that is the nearest village you could get hold of. It is a, I don't know, I can't explain that. Hetman or somebody must have got hold of this. And now they always say they were a Badhida. Badhida means now the land. It's from the Indio, yes.
But
strictly speaking, Badhida means this land. Badhu means this.
It gives a wrong impression.
Yes, it is a wrong impression. But where is the wrong impression? Everybody is an abuse. Badhida means, I mean, everybody knows that, knows that he is.
Now, this first question,
on what basis is officer decides on who to allocate the land and how the land will be set up. I would suggest that you need by call the land manual and call the land order.
Mm-hmm.
So that will verify the physical looking thing, the first land manual. You heard of
it? Yes, of
course. Yes. Now here we should have called under the land, the land area continues. The major land origins. I would say 90% of our work of any government occupied land work is LDO. 90%, about 80% is it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 70% is the rest is the town land origins, forest origins, irrigation origins, town land enforcement origins, and few origins together. But this is the 80% of the work, 75% of the work is on this. Now all those origins. Plus, that is back to my Marapa land order.
Mm-hmm.
And there every step is explained at least, this is a respect to something in Ramayana 1938. But it's a very good thing. I think it's very good.
But can the term poor person be defined?
Now, coming to the word poor person, now I'll tell you. Now, according to the land manual, they say land must be given now, taking into consideration his economic condition. Whether he is a good, now that's the point, so that is not being observed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is a good cultivated or not.
But that is not observed.
But that is, unfortunately that was not observed during my major portion of my career. I am now that I will very scientifical agree very simple. First question is poverty. And poverty could whether he is in agriculture, after being in agriculture, so he must be able to develop it. You should use the mean, I mean better give to cultivate it, rather than give it to a non-cultivated.
Right.
And then you also consider whether he has grown up children to help him assist him in this level. When those have been, those according to the parent and member, the land manual says these are the conditions. But de facto, in actual practice, the only thing we consider is very land. And everybody is supposed to be a cultivator. We, as we unless the fellow is a trader, unless the headman says he is a trader, invariably in the villages, they are traders who cultivate as both, unless the manual is. Yes, the trading is only for sometimes they leave for night and sometimes for a time they are trained, then for a time they go back and cultivate and so forth. But in practice the only crisis or the main criteria that we have used is the fact of the landlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the number of children he has. And of course the odd one is that is the man of the village. Now normally when you advise a man, we specify, we say that man is confined or is a permanent settler of so many villages, one or two, depending on the amount of land available and the land surface area and so forth and so forth. So, having done that, we select a man, if he has no land, plus if he has about 5 or 6 children, he gets 4 months. And where is he? Goes on there.
Yes, but for instance, what is there to prevent the son of a fairly rich man getting land?
No, this is obvious. He may be landless, but we always say, how much is your father worth? How much is your wife worth? So all those questions are. So normally now when I used to do it, supposing he was a youth, it is Piyaka Kochar Diyan. You know, how much can you expect? Then I will say 1/6 of, and put a question, 1/6 of 2 acres. He is likely to get that. I may not get it, we don't know. But that is all the body man.
But how can you trust their statement?
You see, it is like this. Of course, now it is an open affair. A man comes and we always announce the land and say, now listen here, we know nothing about any of you. We are going to make the selection purely on what you say. The headman is there to help us. But it may be, of course, we always, quite often, the headman is no good. But we say, well, headman also is a human being, he can make mistakes. So if he does make a mistake, it is your duty to point it out. Well, if you don't point it out, there is little that we can do, because we are going to make our selection purely on what is being said. So, I think then we said about it. But just when I left, they went one step further. The government, because you know, so many petitions which come on these elections, it is not by saying the order of the headman and names and other reasons, it is difficult to satisfy everyone. So we were asked to, once having made the selection, the tentative selection, we were asked to, you know, publish it for everybody to see. And then call for objections. Call for objections. Then look into the objections. Then having looked into all those things, then only finalize the direction. That is a long, long process, which at least when I was there, I hardly did. So if I got to that, as I said, I just put gold and cut it. Yes, my patient is hardly so.
For some reason, this is doing some trouble. I
don't know why. Can you leave that alone and you can? I can. It was mainly on the fact of land residents and the number of children that was there. Of course, provided he was a permanent settler there. Yeah. Over 10 years, we would consider him a permanent settler.
Then, how did, for instance, that in Pulalia, the chaps were better off had got land?
No, it may be like this. One of the reasons. I mean, obviously, we never. Not a poor fellow, that's out.
Yes.
Maybe the poor fellow did come for that matter.
Yes, I see.
That is one. It may be. And maybe the poor fellow, rich fellow is already there. The rich fellow is about the land. They get from the headman and put them in possession. The better land, the headman will have given. Because we have no time to look into all of it. Especially the island of Arthur, we are not bothered. What we do is, there is nothing like this. Right? Headman, you give them 1 acre each. Then there also the headman can make around, you see. Better allotment, he takes money and says that. Now, this one we had what we call the culture reserve. They used to go and block out the land. And when it's troublesome, we tell them, you roll up, peg it out on the ground, say where the good lots are, then roll up and accordingly allot. Then they say, no, we want all brothers and sisters should all our relations should be one, fellows are one caste. So, well, they don't have all kinds of problems. So, generally, as a practice, we don't go into, I mean, generally, I don't know, we won't go into all those details. We just allot 1 acre each. Our main problem is to make the selection. Who to visit and placing them in possession. And who is going to be near whom? We generally leave that to the center. Or our country. But if there is a protest, We already say dollars, then we know that type of thing.
And then the second one?
Our grandparents raised the least wise in the relationship. Our grandparents, well, I would say, now they are not grand, they are not together, they are given. They are in the direction in which we say,
in situ.
In situ, on the spot, as many as they tell you. It's not that the least, Edwin is there already to correct you.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes what happens is, if the Edwin is a friend, he must say, don't tell the truth. So when he has 3 acres, this will be let off. I have 1 acre. One acre, how many acres? And nobody can notice that.
Yes, dude, for instance, how...
He is not the expert who says it. It is the man, the applicant who says it. In the presence of everybody else. And if that is left uncommonly, then will that go?
Yes. How quick were villagers to contradict them? I mean, did you come across any...
Oh yes. Well, definitely. But depends on the village.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the person who comes forward. Depends on the statement. Because the statement is a powerful person. That's why we talk too much. Then he's going to get back to his verse and verse. The grip of the vice chancellor has here, you know, it's very great. The number of people, as you know, in your short term, they are 5 kilos. You will know.
Yes.
But in a village, generally, the grip is same factor. Maybe the headman is all power. He does exercise work, he does food control work, he does hand work, everything under the sun goes through him.
And if not the headman, there might be a village bully.
That's
right. Who could.
That's right. Who are the headman's silent? Headman generally has a few girls around his side. So, they are, you see, the people do say. So, but you know, quite often they are right to say it there. That is why the data system came into being. Namely, put the tentative list on the board, so to say, you know, these are your problems, and call for petition, call for objection. That is why the other system was suggested that we use it. Lancashire gave regular instruction.
But this new system, if it is too cumbersome and too slow.
How are too cumbersome? Now, I am saying, if it is recorded, if it is petition, it is. Now, you call for objection. You put it on the board. Then, of course, people start speaking.
Mm-hmm.
It is true, that's a better method. Definitely, because they are trying to object in the presence of that. You know, they are trying to go from that to get angry, that will arrest them. Whereas, if you go back and ask for objections, they will get some unable to object. They will write a noise petition. But that time, if your petition is then seeing what? And in the petition, they will say, oh, here, one, there, here, there. Now, you get the Mandraja Pura, the valuable thing was spent. In Highland, Crown, Highland is useless. That's why Mandraja Pura is very known. Highland is almost useless, unless the Highland is near a bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is by the tank or by a cat channel, when you should get you might get a little coconut. Otherwise, Highland is freely available and absolutely useless, depending on the property, to a particular channel or tank or town. Now, in NCT, we have in addition what is called a panguli, which is the shayad of the paddyland. Everything is a panguli. So, we have a panguli structure. The headman is there. The Raudagama is also there. So that's why the components are there. So they can come back there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also available to us. So I mean it is there. It is like that. But I must tell you this one. In the selection of land for colonization scheme, generally the headman has been in habit of sending the champions out of the village. And so that all the other people in the village agree with that. So you will find little objection there.
So
the colonization village expansion is where they are talking to. Now we have directions for colonization scheme. That is, say, Marley will take for people in Anandapur, Padavi or something, about 100 miles away.
Yeah.
And generally, land caption allocates. He takes land, and he knows which are land, and all political pressure and all that type of thing. Certain electors are chosen for selection. I mean, they only know the land is 100 miles away. So we go there and select. So there is a hammer. At the same time, the headman is with the actually get a chandy out. That he or not to go. So, generally, they don't have. And everybody is happy with that your rascal is going on with it.
Now, farmer criticizes this system and says that drawing individuals from various places in the...
No, I'm talking about it. That system, I don't agree with the colonization thing at all. Yes. I'll come to that later. That is colony, but actually farmer's book is mainly on colony.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Colony, colony. I'll come to that. This is generally about the LDO. After that, we forget, you know, LDO, most of the land that we have, a lot of land, a lot of land, a lot of land. And the colonization scheme is very little, comparatively.
And I think colonization schemes have been studied, because they're the easiest study.
That land is one where the government has spent so much of money, it's concentrated in one spot. So, and there are officers on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to go and get to all these things. And there are generally maps, plans, and all the studies available. But the experience is sometimes the records are not completed. And you might find that you know it's nothing. Even if you don't find proper plan, get there's nothing. That is why it's easier to carry balance.
Okay.
Then we get on the next question, do you?
Yes.
Are grants meant the basis of destroyed enlightenment or for that?
So that has been covered.
I cover it. If so, what is the grant? I cover it. One and two I cover it. While the primary intention of these basis land is present, this is not correct to say. And it is where they put in the grand land. No, I don't. Well, that can happen. That will follow from the other.
Yes, you will cover that one.
I cover more than that.
Generally, it won't be given to the chair.
No, we don't. Yes. Generally, we don't. But this we do. Sometimes I have done this, I tell you, my mind. We always do. We go to village. There is 30 acres of land available. 39. Then villages, sometimes there are only 15 acres of land. I have done 35 acres to give. Then I ask all the villages, there is some villages, nothing, one of the villages have 2 acres. So I decide to give 2 acres each to the people who have nothing. And the richer people, who may have 3 acres or 4 acres, after all I ask them, is that land developed? Yes, developed. He has land, he has developed the land fully, giving more than another 1 acre. I mean, that's how I do it. Having satisfied the landless or the almost landless,
you can.
If there is land, I give it another. I have done it.
For instance, with regard to allocation of land and choosing good cultivators, if you did try to choose good cultivators, did you sometimes make on-the-spot inspection, go to a person's land and go?
So I must say that we have never done. In fact, as I told you, so that has been one of the should be we have never done. We have rarely done, put it that way. You know why? Because find out whether the good cultivator or not, bad cultivator is difficult. And if that you go to do that, for you to do that is not so easy. Now how am I going to find out if it's a good cultivator or bad cultivator? I think that if he says he has his own land, that means he has got land. That is not him off. Actually it's better to my humble opinion, he is better to choose a fellow who has 1 acre or 1.5 acre and is a good and generally he is a man who that is a good cultivator. Rather than the landless, half is landless. Half the land is a good landless. But half the landless are landless because they have been useless for whatever they have, they have sold. And therefore they have been landless. Not all.
Yes, I see.
But the answer is, deciding or selecting and who is the, that's a matter of opinion. Whether A is a better country and even to find out if A is a good country or not, it is a difficult process.
By one inspection, you won't be able to do it.
And then the signs, the petitions are less if you, the less trouble, they put it to less, less trouble if you select fellows who are landless and on the number of things. Because to find out whether A is a better cultivator or B is a better cultivator, I don't know how I'm going to write that. It must be.
What about the
yield? Unless they show yield, you know. But the yield doesn't really depend on whether you put many or whether you have a better yield. That is not so easy to.
How about the headman? Could they know? The well-done?
They will know, my headman will know. But then you are playing it more into his hands. Now we are trying to, actually when we go, we are trying to, we don't want the headman to play such an important part. Because he is regretted generally. I mean generally
everywhere in Amsterdam also.
My experience has more headman than that.
Even the more sort of ancient areas like your kind of,
oh, my God, if you actually enter the headman, the world will. Yeah, we will figure it out. Because the more I would say the more elevated area, the more I mean, no, I have in Marley, Polonaro, Putnam, I have all those areas. I would say the NCP level. Then, so there are grants, we have another question. Are grants when the basis of this is to help or not? You have answered that, no? Well, grants then, shall we get on the next one?
Yes, fine, next one.
Why the primary intention of this is to help? Well, that doesn't happen. Yes. Within your experience and limited means that middle class individuals take such allocations to pass. Now middle class. Middle class is a thing at least in my time, very few lands were given for middle class. Very few. Because the time came, actually we could give for middle class only after having satisfied better needs. Then you come back to what is called Nothing. You come back to what is now called Nothing. But very few, yeah, in my, you see, I think any middle class land must have stopped, except here and there. Stopped about 10, 15 years ago.
Because
the demand for the presence was so great. The moment you got your presence, middle class land, the presence was object. So, we had, but except in some ways, instead of rather jungle places where the presence is grown more. Then that becomes marginal. Now, you see, then the poor very few middle class people have done me like.
Because they are trying on more difficult.
No, my dear. But early than now, even the recent ones, they are putlam. That has been successful because the land is good for one. Then, and the land came out in Kumnagala about 15 years ago. But most of the other middle class land, even now the gentry people go for the timber.
Mm-hmm.
There is a demand finish. Very few people are there. I mean, depending on the land level. Depending on the land, because generally those people are actually, I would say, very rarely you get a fellow who has plenty of money. But the Kurunagala middle class people no longer have done carry there. So we have to visit there. During the last 10 or 15 years, very few land, and the better land was at the demand of peasants, little people give not to many people. Early middle class people have done from my, but I heard I don't have. Those experiences have been carried out. This coconut apple is not much different. Then in Purana and all, and in Andhra, about 25 years ago, or 30 years ago, they have given friends. But now they just won't give up.
And how did those philosophy?
Ah, they are all experienced. Every person who has got paddy and organized and seen the whole paddy extended cultivate. Paddy, there is no question. Every global cultivate is paddy. Because even you can't, you can just give it on others, they will do it. So what they do is, you even to acclimatize the land, and even if you go to the jungle land, you must then make it mechanically into that for acclimatization. Now that they give, now we even, we, now I am a parent, but we say like you acclimatize the land. And you enjoy the land for 3 years or more. That's some contract. That's how Nade Gadu even enjoy it. So you don't have to spend time.
But what kind of agreements prohibited under this ordinance?
Yes, now all is prohibited, but why? No, 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 this joke or you because actually, now we are coming on to that question, I will tell you. This question of agreement, of course, this is not a written agreement, this is only an understanding.
That's why it's difficult to detect
it. Yes, even, I mean, there are enough written documents that we have. Now, I have come across, none of written documents. Now, I must cancel that and say, but I cancel that to what? Now, I have come across in my inquiry, Sati Mantra has said, if you have written an agreement, but he has not observed which is part of the agreement. And please tell me this one.
So, in effect,
then I go for the inquiry, the document is produced. Nitura has been, he has obviously subject, I mean, he has broken one of the conditions. All right. I can cancel that. But after, now here is finally developed by maker of what am I going to do?
Can you get someone?
I can. But I am going to have enough trouble. Now, here is a land worth 10,000 rupees. Now, is he going to keep that qualified? You see, just because he is in there. Now, I am saying, I am going to go to the land committee. I am going to go to the land committee. I know what he does. And that's what he is going to get over the MP, he is going to get over the
list. Yes, but in fact, what was the official attitude to these sort of cases? I say an official.
I had come around only about 2 or 3. So, what I did was, I said, again free of condition. If you don't settle this within 1 month, I will report you and have you back camp. But for heaven's sake, don't do this again, because I know. And there you go. That's what I have done. No. I have come down to you because I know what the other officers have done. To my knowledge, I have not heard of an anti cancer for that law. Except it is an undevelopment, we don't like it. If I came across an undevelopment, the cancer is on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
But here is a land which has been, and that is over, so the way. I mean, he's going to be a pop also. You know, I got to look at it from some other aspect also. And that's how I have to do it. You can ask this question from the government. But I must say, if I came across another person, I would actually got without the banana, but not for a level.
And also, didn't you find that sometimes when you took a tough line, you not only faced with petitions, the ministers tend to put the ball back into your court and make you the scapegoat.
Definitely not. You see, we wouldn't cancel the land,
because
even though that's what we start to be, and this is a game of the I cancel the land, we eject something, we go to court. There have been cases in violence, they want to court. And in the last day, Pajar has been, and said, no, give the land again. So we won't take a step to court and eject the fellow, and this is a really bad case. Now, if we say this, now I will go to that. The agreement, that's a minor matter. Really, I mean, only thing I tell you, I don't know if you settle your part of the agreement. Had he settled that, that didn't come to my knowledge at all.
Is it correct to say that?
But that case is very rarely comes from. I don't think I came across
even 2 or 3
minor.
That's written one.
Yes.
But are there lots of verbal cases?
Yes, verbal cases. What's the truth? There's no proof. That's
what I'm saying.
Both sides. Other fellow is the benefit of that fellow might come forward, but not the owner, not the permit holder. So that's it. Anyway.
Why not? Since that is the sixth question, it's quite relevant. But what about petitions? There are anonymous petitions telling you that these two have done this. Did you come across?
Very rare. Very rare. So even if they do so, why is the allergic idea in there? Writing the little, he is there. But I mean, he is there. Mata may, they are going to ask something. Because we have one condition that he must decide about it. Well, those are the conditions when they reach it. If, but in every, now sometimes, he has a house in the village.
Mm-hmm.
Then we issue a 2 acres of land trying to develop island. He is not going to hear a fine house. Why should he build an allow? Of course, the condition you find, he is having a land. But we don't. If he says, I am going to get a land, I am going to get a land. I am going to get a land. I am not going to get a land. Though that condition is there, we won't mess around with that. But if we give him a money for a house, now where are these conditions that is? We pay the money for the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, the assistant, 800 rupees, now it's about 1,200. Then some of them, look at that. Now, in one place, I will not forget. I gave up 30 blocks near Gullam, a village called Gullam. And we were paying 800 rupees for a house.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted money for all the 30 houses, isn't it? And you buy the road. By the main road, Damodar Mahadevi road. You know what people did at that time? They are giving some contract to a contractor for 700 rupees a house. Each fellow is up
100 rupees.
We got to the road, it's there. Of course, actually, to build that house, it will cost you about 1,000 rupees. Or 1,000 rupees. This is only a subsidy. So we pay only about 800. So now you can see, then about, it came up to about there. You know, they divide about 6 stages, first payment, second payment, third payment. Then when I went out, the third, the base, two, three, fourth stage, when I saw, I found this either, I heard the racket talk. I refused to pay. Fourth stage, I stopped. Because I said, this is, how is the Antarctic taxi, this is the penalty, it's answer. There is a government. Then the MP came on. Then, I said, okay, Rajendra, I went, so he gives it to a police. Rajendra, and be ready just to cover the interest of the politician.
For the end. This was the minister or the MP?
MP, the powerful chap. At that time, he was powerful. So, you know, we come across the difficult issue. That was from the main amendment. Normally, I wouldn't have bothered, but that was by the main road.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, easy. I'd have gotten a very interesting, some land commission or somebody passing that road. Even if he really may not have been worried. You see? Because quite often, we don't go and examine the houses. We have got the headman, the CEOs, and other type of officers. We only go for the final payment.
Mm-hmm.
The final payment of any house is not passed unless the government goes in. So that is a number of the house and business or existence around there will be recommending payment. And that has been a record order. They recommend about whole payments and then they say, allow me to get a land in the land. So it may be knocked off.
Well, in fact, nothing.
So when that type of thing happens, you go. But you know, if somebody is in a power of the you can't check. Then he will say, there is a Rajiv not making progress, maybe they get stuck in it. I am digressing, let us not do with it.
No, that's quite interesting.
Let us not do with it, I don't know what is that.
Well, what about this political interference? Did it increase after 56?
Oh, yes. Generally, the bottom of the early development after 56 is very good. Especially more than the land development ordinance. It didn't affect the land development so much as the forest, for example. Illy is clearing the gallows. Those are the right to go and so easy to go and cut forest. After that, they didn't get it then. They just went to any public and they got away from the power, because of the power, they just
China.
They landed the whole thing for burning and cover away. You can't take those words. You get them for the reason that the Rakhali can't go to the Indo zone. You go over away, the Japanese can drag the border and then Rakhali and then you call the money, go to Athan or kind of thing.
So in the sense, I mean even before 56, but perhaps after 56 more, officers were circumscribed by political interference?
Not very much in the sense, but to some extent, yes, now in the case of facilitation. Now even MP was interested in facilitating, he will come, if he's interested, he will come somehow and facilitate. So we will also naturally, you know, unless you realize that it, my quality has been to appease them. Politicians and much as I could possibly not, I won't break it, you know. I must not affect somebody and also adversely. It's not according to that fellow didn't give them land and might have got a large area open. So I could tell you everybody, it's not something like that. You have to give 2 acres to deserving men and the not so deserving men also got an egg. So no, you know, everybody is affected. Nobody is saying anything. So a few things that we do, but I think the interference of the politician is more in the area of effect, but not so much in the area. Now it's a thing that if you don't pay, the interference will come if you cancel it off.
Oh, that's
okay. Those are the plans. If you make a wrong selection, if you don't make the MP fill, and if you go and cancel the person, then you get, because that's not, that fill is going to protection afterwards, and cancel the person, I mean, without due reason, or, I mean, say, if you have, now, if you cancel the person, at the time or something, you had it, you know, you're going to have a lot of trouble. But if the fellow doesn't develop the land and doesn't pay payment, actually, he came to, I mean, later on, there are about 18 or 19 conditions upon him. In general, they believe these things. But we go on, I think, here and there, depending on the particular scheme that they give up. But generally, there are about 18 or 19 at the gate. But as far as I was concerned, if a man pays his annual payment, if a man, in a normal way, if a man pays his annual payment, if he has given assistance, he must resign on that. Actually, the two main conditions are he must make his annual payment. He must develop his life. If he does those two things, and then, after even if we get some of the main thing what we want is development.
How much is that?
Very small. It's 2% of the unimproved value of life. That's the problem. Now that is what for the middle class is poor. Now, and we have a very recurrent building that normally we land with citizens for it. From where is even if it's village under land with citizens, the road under citizens, normally
50 cents
per acre. Per year. On a rough basis. It can be one of these, it can be little more.
So how are you collecting this stuff sometimes? Or is just a question of principle?
The headman gave it. We must have the right in a whole other land. But if it will rain, and suppose you have a quiet land, then they can find out how much you have paid for acquisition, and that's it. But it can be 50 cents, one of these, depending on the, but generally the money. They, you know, the way your bother is just talk with you.
Question 5.
Has the person qualified ever received his conditional freehold, derived as a freehold, and can be freely transferred to one? Has the person qualified who has received his conditional derived as a freehold? However, they are aware. I would say, those are aware. If you say, if you call it, you don't understand this, they may be in the land of government. Now, what exactly are you saying in fight?
No, I mean, did they consider this early question, did they look on it as more as a lease rather than something which they own?
No, of course, depending on what they, but most of them knew that they could have this land as long as they paid the rent. He's in Kolkata, no, he's not going to come to the house, he's not going to come to the house, he's not going to come here. About 2 months later, they came, then she said, I mean, I mean, I had a mentor, I didn't know. And she wants to eat to the blood.
So what's the answer?
So actually what happened is, I have already given some money. You can also not think that, I'm Jamie, she's going to agree for nothing. I have already given about $500,000, whatever it is. And she, then we said that, we can permit a transfer also. So we transferred it, because we thought, we saw each other, this person, I mean, no point. It is now the difficulty is the light that you sometimes enter. But you can't help it. You are an imminent driver. It can happen to you another way.
Yes. Would you say that this sort of stipulation that only one person denominated led to more family disputes than normal?
Well, to some extent. To some extent, but not very, very much, to some extent. No, it's like this. After the idea was to have the unit of government, economic unit.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, the basis of all this is that, you know. Otherwise, you know, the fragmentation, if there is fragmentation, it's useless. Nobody does that. I mean, if one central zone, half an acre, or 1 acre, then one of the chief causes that you know is that.
Yes.
So, if all this was there to stop that. So, you can't help it. Now in England you have this cytoplasm, you have it even now, no?
Yes.
Cytoplasm is related. Where all the layers goes to the cytoplasm, no? Yes. Even now you have it.
Yes.
So it goes to the cytoplasm, no? Otherwise it will be color plastic. Now in a way, it's a good thing that you can include them, you know? Even if fiber plant is a good thing, you can bring it down to, you can marry them, but I don't say. You can pass it off and say that no land should be less than. Even if the should be less than this amount, is a very good thing.
But then with these tacit agreements, in effect defeating the purpose of the wildlife.
Yes, tacit agreements only for some time. Sooner or later, you know, all these things disappear. Tacit agreements all are there only as long as the whole land is the perpetuity, not after. These tacit agreements go for a fix. Moment the perpetuity.
Then dispute the right.
So then you go to court and dispute it, you are right. Now in the case of that other person, she is in it.
Yeah.
So she becomes a perpetuity. Well, then she will eject her goods. Or get some money or do something, or something will happen. But you can't identify the letter of two is one of the things that they have done is now, in the older father and the they have now provision for two nominees.
Oh, I see.
Where the unit of 5 acres, they have left the permission for 2 months.
But then another problem is, you want the unit to be a certain size. But when they give this under shares, sometimes they might give it to 2-3 people.
Yes.
And in effect the unit, if temporarily, it becomes smaller.
No, actually if there is intensive cultivation,
it doesn't.
Actually you can bring it on the paddy even to 1 or 1.5 unit would matter. That's what I mean. Because if you have better, if you have transplanting and manuring, then no harm. With 1 acre you can jolly produce good results. 1.5 acres. At least the 5 acre block can be made into over 3 acres.
In fact, in 58, when they had the land commission, Farmer argued that
56.
Yes, 56. It came out in 58.
It came out in 58.
Farmer argued that paddy cultivation is according to the elders. And it doesn't matter whether the chap owns 3 elders or 1 elder. Is that correct?
No, I couldn't quite catch it. It is, according to the elders, it's true. But, sometimes one day is especially the villages in the other are small. It's only the agriculture farmers they have a big pay for the other. So I won't say it doesn't matter. I mean, after all, fellow must have a sizable unit to cultivate. And the purpose is cultivating 1 acre of an acre. Mostly the others are not even. I would say 1/20 or 25th of an acre. So what's the point in saying? It's 1/20 of an acre enough.
No, the point is aren't the others conditioned by the
Lay of the land. It is not even hilly land, the layer is not even just, the layer can be much more than the room,
yes.
Half the room, or less than half.
Yes.
But in low-lying area, sometimes the layer is about this size or little bigger.
But because of submission or because of...
No, this is the way they make it. According to the layer of the land, plus the way they make it. Now in agriculture, you find the layer is a huge one. Because that's according to the modern method, they think that they must make a bigger layer. It is easier to operate, I think that. Land born on bonds and various things. But I didn't like it, Bama only generally tells what happens in the colonization, but he doesn't give a remedy. Or he doesn't say, difficult, but that's what I did.
This is his book.
In his book. He generally says, he criticizes here and there, and then, that's always something. But he doesn't say, what he suggests. And not this. That's what I did work on.
For instance, he suggests that this system of choosing individuals, or well, that's the colonization scheme, as we come to that later, rather than the elders work. Seven A.
That is the condition that only one A could be nominated. Could the easiest challenge be refused? Actually, I have not much experience, but I don't think it has led to very serious, well, to that extent, it will, because he can always only one fellow. And I have had this situation, with Alpha Magama Rivera, where quite often the woman, you know, it's a very unfortunate situation. The wife, who along with the permit holder, has contributed to the development of his name.
And the husband,
when starting the family, there is the eldest son in most colonies, the eldest son is the enemy. If you can appoint one, invariably the Lokaputta is the eldest. Then what happens? Lokaputta gets married. I have a heap of cases. Where Lokaputta gets married, and the daughter-in-law chases the Badu woman. She comes and says, "Abhi tamam hai, aapko jo samay chala hai, mere jo man mein hai, man." And now I'm just this fellow is being chased by woman. We have that situation. So what we need to tell these fellows is, underground, unfortunately, this is the planet upon us. Underground, there is a person, I forget the name that is used, you can nominate not as an enemy, but it's called something like, you know, like life, giving you life as a particular term. You know, I call it the term, no? Where his wife can be that person. And then after the death of the wife, like, you know, life interest life.
Yes.
And after the death of the but that position arrives only under grant.
Not under
the no, then he is under. That is when the government provides by initial annual grant and another person. See, human issues are the problem. Only once the land is fully developed, then you issue a grant. Grant is a more better world.
Yes.
So very few land have been inherited under grant. So the first grant you have surveyed the land, land comes to land. Then given a better plan, surveyor, certificate, patent, and all the things. So very few land, and then you can get a grant, you can get a loan for the development of the land only if you get a grant. So that's the thing that happens there. Then I would say, generally answering this question, as a condition, the whole mantra has been dominant, prosperous, good, serious family issues, actually, to be honest, I can't answer it, but it has been done. Because actually, this type of thing, you cannot, you know, that this type of thing just happens.
Tatsuman, second, me.
In this condition, also, there is a patriotic agreement. We involve a sort of conceit, subject, conceit. Not that I know. Actually, that question you can ask the more, I'll tell you. Some of these questions you can ask the college more than us, who has actually lived there, who sees it much more than us. He may not be able to answer some of these questions, because he doesn't have that.
General,
right? But some of these questions, Dr. Mahu will give you more, very, very more examples he can give.
Yeah, I'm more interested in this other one, 8.
Dr. Mahu, what I feel is, I can't answer the question truthfully. Maybe happening, but what I feel is naturally, once that fellow becomes an NS, if it once he decreases that land, he is not going to have anything. I mean, definitely, he is allowing it to become a short while only. So why he is by law, he is the owner of the highway. Why should he go and target two or three other persons? This is not I don't think he should. If he doesn't steal, he keeps them and gets them and other cargoes, then what is it?
What about age? That's the most important one, really.
Maybe you hear about the name of the traditions of putting in the name of the world, particularly the Latin. Tamil Nadu, I have observed to
say. Yes, I have observed.
Yes. Then I very much as alien in position from birth. That is a few old life exists within the world, so. But I'm just catching an alien. Yes, I quote Mr. Palmer. The new system known is not based ultimately on the idea that he made. The only concern of all the ideas and ideas are in my hand. The only world is in my hand. Yes, definitely it is this is opposed to custom and various things. But nevertheless, the religion would be left like this. I mean, in the absence of, I mean, he has no choice. These people don't like it very much. But it is, I mean, they didn't like it, but there is a like it to play in our cases.
Yes. So I think Farmer is implying that it would be better to
give them on outside, no, it would be worse. But I feel now there are good things and bad things. After what is the purpose of this? See, purpose was to release land to develop land. And in order to develop land, you must have to limit the allotment.
And prevent
fragmentation. If you have fragmentation, don't worry about it. And I think those two things are to a large extent met.
And also, what about the purpose of reducing indebtedness? And, you know, leasing the land, losing the land to mortgage?
All that is now done away. But then, certain amount of it is there. Certain amount of it is there, but if it is heavy, all this will vanish from within. Whatever it is, still in life, or whatever it is, the land is there. And they can't even permit a trader or something, and they won't allow it. Because it has to be one of the reasons. They just won't permit anybody else to be in it.
So do you think he has succeeded in his aim of preventing outsiders gaining land?
To a very large extent. But outsiders in the trader world, if he now has an unofficial agreement,
yes.
You get a few traders now.
That's right.
Then you also get a few, a trader may take, there are some rich fellows. Now I know, some fellows they say, right, they say, say the rich fellow wearing leather jacket now. He will pay half a lesson for 5 or 6. Okay, so we can't calculate. And he will give a donation. Then maybe the day. And he doesn't make his mind. So that's the only thing that happens. If, because in any case the 5 acres is too much.
Mm-hmm.
If that fellow does not have Guru Nanak's children, who can assist him in the calculation of this? He has no alternative but Guru Nanak. So under calculation, then you all go to the Rabbi in this way. That no fellow can be selected for land, not calculated.
Mm-hmm.
They are rare or useless rasta.
Mm-hmm.
So they are really rasta. They have never been calculated and they never will be calculated. So those fellows, they sit at home and get an onion and get the chance given. Now going to Galway, I ask you a question. I'm digressing a bit. Now in Galway, most of the cultivators are either fellows from the adjoining area, and that is my experience also in my colonization scheme. That is adjoining area, like Gadda settlements, so very backward villages. You know, that was real Gadda country before the Galway scheme. You get those there. Then actually the best cultivators are, in my opinion, fellows from Kegon, Canada.